Kira, good morning.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
I'm good, and yourself?
All well.
Well, explosions dominate the news in the Asia-Pacific. Let's start with the bomb blast at the shrine in Thailand. What's the latest there?
Well, very tragic turn of events, and it seems like Thailand has been on the receiving end of all of these kinds of activities in recent years. But essentially here what we've seen is the authorities alleging that two men went into a shrine that is frequented by both locals and foreigners, left a backpack in there, and moments later there was an explosion that caused a tremendous loss of life and damage. But now this shrine was reopened yesterday after Monday's bomb blast. But there was also a report that near the harbor, another small explosion occurring on Tuesday. Now, the perpetrators of this have not yet been apprehended, and the authorities have issued an identikit and are suggesting that they're part of a larger network. Who, where, and for what reason, still very unclear, but very trying for the Thai authorities, and tremendous loss of life of both locals and a large number of foreigners.
Now, the Chinese firm whose warehouse in Tianjin exploded late last week, killing at least 114 people, did not have a license to handle hazardous chemicals, according to news agencies. Is the regulation getting more lax in China, Kiru?
Well, it seems very much that way. When you have a tragedy of this scale, it wasn't only the loss of life, although that was the most tragic aspect of this, but the devastation that that explosion caused for quite a substantive radius around the factory, homes destroyed, infrastructure weakened, and so on. You know, China is a country whose economy is growing so phenomenally, in spite of the recent downturn and the cuts in the interest rates and the devaluation and so on. This is still by far the most vibrant economy in the world. But what it seems to be doing is taking lots of shortcuts, and it's in areas like health and safety and regulation on sort of environment and things like that that we see the greatest violations. So this is something that the Chinese authorities are looking at very sternly now, and the only way to take control of this is to tighten up regulation.
And India now has an airport that has gone solar. Tell us about that, Kiru.
Yes, in the southern part in Kerala, it seems like the whole movement to go green right across India, especially in public facilities, is taking root. This is just announced, and one hopes that it will gather momentum, not just in the Asia-Pacific region, but give some impetus to airports and other facilities elsewhere in the world. You know, in South Africa also, there have been announcements for alternative technologies and the extent to which we can harness things like solar power. I've yet to get to this airport in Kochi, but I'm really intrigued that they could run an entire airport's operations off a solar grid. You may also recall that not too long ago, there was a plane powered around the world just using solar power. So if you can get the airport running off solar power, maybe it's only a matter of time before we can get our airplanes reducing their reliance on fossil fuels also.
Indeed. Kiru, thank you so much for your time. Much appreciated, and have a great day.
Very good. Thank you for having me.
Always a pleasure. That was our Asia-Pacific analyst, Kiran Naidu, with this week's Asia-Pacific Reports.